Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with another edition of my weekend podium, where I wrap up what I consider to be the top three dirt racing events of the weekend. And as always, I invite you to hit me up on Twitter at RichardAllenIDR or on our Facebook page, the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page, for your reaction. If you consider I've gotten something out of place in my ordering of things. So for this weekend, after having skipped last weekend with not a whole lot going on, had some pretty big racing events for the middle of November, for sure. As a matter of fact, these would have been pretty big racing events at any time with the kind of payouts that we saw this past weekend. But here's what I consider to be the top three. And at number one, I mean, anytime you have a guy that wins $100,000 in a dirt late model race, you got to consider that the number one story, right? Bobby Pierce went out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, or the dirt track there at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, right next to the big track where NASCAR competes, and entered the Duel in the Desert, which they put on, run by the same folks who earlier in the year ran the dirt races at the Bristol Motor Speedway, the Bristol Dirt Nationals, and also the dirt races at the Texas Motor Speedway. And initially this was advertised as a $50,000 to win race. However, any driver who came into this event who had perfect attendance at all the races at Bristol Motor Speedway, all the races at Texas Motor Speedway, and then of course out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, was eligible to have that purse doubled if they were to win the race. And four guys came out to Las Vegas with that opportunity, Bobby Pierce being one of them. Scott Blomquist was one of those. Boom Briggs also had a chance to do it, as well as Brandon Overton. And in the end, it was Bobby Pierce who came through in a race that featured quite a bit of tire wear and guys having to fall by the wayside for flat tires, or having to come in and having to restart from the tails. As a matter of fact, Pierce was one of those. He had an early flat tire in that 75 or 77 lap race, and then wound up making his way back up to the front, taking the lead there late in the going, and picking up a huge win, $100,000, the biggest win of his career. And when you look at Bobby Pierce's career, Bobby Pierce is only about to turn 25 years old here in a couple of weeks here later on in November. Just think about what all he's done. I mean, this is a guy who he's won the Show Me 100. He's won the North-South 100. He's won the Silver Dollar Nationals, and he's a World 100 winner. And that's all for a guy who's not even quite yet turned 25 and now added a $100,000 race to it. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who would, basically give their right arm to have any of those wins. And here Pierce has them all. I mean, there's guys who have raced an entire career and not had anywhere near the kind of success he's had. And here he's been around. It seems like he's been around for a while because he started racing at such an early age, but not even yet 25. I mean, he's half the age of a lot of guys he's racing against and still managed to pull off such big wins. So it really makes you wonder just how much further can he go? How many more big races is he going to win? He's obviously extremely talented. I know he has a lot of detractors out there, and then he has a lot of fans out there as well. I mean, you can't deny the guy's accomplishments. He's an outstanding talent here at such a young age to have won those big crown jewel and high paying races that he's won. And here coming up within just a few weeks, you got the Gateway Nationals there at the former home of the St. Louis Rams and the NFL, back when the Rams used to be there in St. Louis, going to the big dome and at Gateway. And he's won there before, and that comes up with a big payout too. So as I saw it, Bobby Pierce's $100,000 win against a stacked field. I mean, you look at who all was there. Jonathan Davenport was there. Tim McCready was there. Josh Richards was there. And there's an interesting story. There's all kinds of rumors floating around about Josh Richards and where he's going to go and what he's going to do next year and all that. And he was not driving his normal Clint Bowyer Racing car. He was driving basically a loaner car from Boom Briggs. And he hung up there in contention both Friday and Saturday night. So, really, really good showing by him, but he was there. Of course, Scott Blomquist was there. So, it was really a stellar field. Pierce didn't go out there and beat a bunch of nobodies. He beat some of the top drivers in the sport. So, good on him for picking up such a big payday here at the end of the year. And of course, he's had a season in which he's picked up a couple of nice paydays. He had a couple of wins that were World of Outlaw Morton Building Late Model Series sanctioned, where he scored over $20,000 in those. I think one of them was a $30,000 win. Certainly nice at this time of year to add to the bank account as you're winding up one season and starting to look forward to the next. So my number one story for this weekend is Bobby Pierce and his win out in Las Vegas and picking up $100,000, and that huge deal. And then, like I said, this would have been a big weekend if it happened at any time in the year, no matter where, but typically you don't think of mid-November having just huge races, but certainly had that. And that was true down in Georgia at the Sonoya Raceway as well. Bubba Pollard and his crew, you know, Bubba Pollard more known for asphalt racing, but his family owns the Sonoya Raceway, and they've taken back over the promotion of it this year. So good on him for putting on such a huge event. It paid $52,050 to win in the Peach State Classic, but also for the great track preparation that they did down there. That was racing surface was just outstanding at Sonoya Raceway this weekend. If you've never been there, I've had an opportunity to be there once, and it is just a great place to go, a great place to go watch a race. But getting back to it, Chris Madden picked up that $52,000 win for him. And if you look back on Chris Madden's season, I don't think it's exactly what he would have wanted. I mean, yeah, he hung around up there in contention with the World of Outlaws series throughout the year, but not really that many wins and no big, huge marquee wins until Saturday night when he picked up that big check there from Sonoya. So a great job by Chris Madden and his crew to really put a nice exclamation point on the end of the 2021 season for him. And also, you know, getting back to the race, like I said, is a great opportunity to showcase a great track. And the fact that they had 60 cars, almost 60 cars, to sign in for competition down there at this time of year when most people are kind of shutting it down, you know, but you put that kind of a purse on the line. And I know certainly the Flow Racing folks were certainly pushing very hard for this race as well. So to get that kind of a car turnout, I think was really outstanding. It speaks well probably for the future of this event too. So Chris Madden picking up a big $52,000 win, and just the fact that two such big races, the one in Las Vegas, the Duel in the Desert, and the Peach State Classic at Sonoya, are paying $50,000 plus payouts here for this time of year. And it's not just that they paid for those big features. Out in Las Vegas, the Friday night feature, which was won by Jonathan Davenport, paid $25,000 to win. And the Friday night feature leading into the Peach State Classic, they were calling it the Peach Bowl, it was won by Kyle Bronson, and he picked up $10,000 for that. So there was a lot of money on the line at both of those tracks. So good on them for putting that out there. And then also good on the competitors for taking advantage of it. And then what I just mentioned there kind of leads into what I consider the third biggest story of the weekend. The first two things are positives with Bobby Pearson and Chris Madden scoring those big wins. But then the third one, unfortunately, is not a positive. Kyle Bronson, what a heartbreak for him. Ran so well on Friday night and really dominated that race to get $10,000. Comes back the next day, qualifies well, wins his heat race. Certainly looks like a serious threat to have a shot at that $52,000 payday. And then after driver introductions take place and everybody, all the drivers in their car ready to go, his car just simply wouldn't fire. The crew tried everything. They just couldn't get it to fire. They pushed it back to the pit area and worked feverishly, even with the officials telling them that, you know, by that point when they'd gone back to the pit area, if they did get it fired, they were going to have to start at the tail of the field. But even with that, you have to think, as good as Bronson's car was on Friday night, that he was still going to have a shot at making something happen. But unfortunately, it just didn't. So just complete heartbreak, as James Essick would say, heartbreak hotel for Kyle Bronson. But he does have something to fall back on. He did pick up a $53,000 win earlier in the year at the Silver Dollar Nationals out of Nebraska. So all has not been lost by Bronson. And who's to say how things could have played out? Madden was so good on Saturday night. There's just no telling what might have happened. And again, just like out in Las Vegas where I said Pierce, you know, beat out a stellar field. Well, there were no slackers involved at Sonoma either. Madden had to beat out Mike Marler, who's, you know, one of the top talents in all of dirt racing. He's won the Knoxville Nationals more than anybody else has ever won it. And Ashton Winger there, who had been up to that point 5-for-5 in races he'd started at Sonoma until this weekend. So he's always tough there. So there, you know, guys like that, Ross Bales was down there. Several, you know, the leading top contenders, Ricky Weiss, there as well. So it was a tough field that Madden had to beat out to pick up that win. So there they are. Those are my top three stories of the weekend. Bobby Pierce's big win in Vegas, Chris Madden's big win down at Sonoma Raceway, and then Kyle Bronson's heartbreak there in Sonoma as well. I certainly would love to hear from you. As always, Michael Motes and I appreciate you checking out the content on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. So we certainly appreciate it and certainly ask of you that you continue to do so. And I thank you for taking the time to give this weekend podium a listen. Again, this is Richard Allen at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter. Same name on Instagram. Also, the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page, so check us out there. But thank you for taking a time to listen, and have a great week.